Even though Governor Walker allowed the bill to become law, he didn't sign it. In a Friday letter to Senate President Kevin Meyer, Walker wrote about the public's confusion regarding the bill's effective date and the bill's retroactive clause. He says he supports efforts to reduce the state budget, but would have preferred that, quote, this have been done in a manner more understandable for Alaskans, end quote. Even Alaskans inside the Capitol building were confused. 2 weeks ago, Juneau Representative Sam Keto III explained,
when the bill takes effect, the retroactivity clause will still take place. The bill retroactivity kicks in to January 1st.
But Laura Pierre said something entirely different. Pierre is chief of staff to Eagle River Senator Anna McKinnon, co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which sponsored the bill.
The retroactivity failed, so it wouldn't be retroactive to January 1.
According to Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills,
the retroactivity clause and the effective date are two different legal items in a bill.
And she says they have nothing to do with each other.
The effective date is 90 days from when it's enacted by the governor,
which in this case is July 23rd. The confusion likely stems from when the House of Representatives failed to pass an effective date clause, which Mills says would have made the bill effective immediately.
The retroactivity clause is not a part of the effective date, was not a part of the vote. It's within the bill, and it has to be called out, and so that's why it has its own provision for retroactivity. And the retroactivity applies regardless of the effective date. So although the effective date is 90 days from last Friday, the bill will be retroactive to January 1st, 2015.
A letter from Attorney General Craig Richards to Governor Walker, dated April 16th, says if a municipality holds a bond election after January 1st, 2015, under the bill, the state would not provide debt reimbursement to the municipality. Juneau School Superintendent Mark Miller got a copy of that letter Monday.
What's very clear is that whether we have an election or not, the state will not be giving us money for any portion of that bond.
The Juneau School Board wanted the city to hold a special election in June to take advantage of the state's current debt reimbursement program, which would have covered up to 70% of a $21 million debt. With all the new information, Miller now thinks a special election would be pointless. He says the district will slow down on the renovation process and figure out a way to phase it in. The Anchorage School District is moving forward with renovations to 8 schools. During the city's regular April 7th election, voters approved a $59 million general obligation bond. Anchorage School's Chief Operating Officer Mike Abbott says the district got confirmation from the state in December that the renovations were eligible for reimbursements.
It's our understanding that our 2015 school bond will be eligible for debt reimbursement.
Abbott learned of the bill's retroactive clause Tuesday.
We clearly need to work with the governor's office and likely the AG to make sure they understand why we don't think that the retroactivity should apply in this case.
Even without state reimbursement, Abbott says the district is still moving forward with selling the bond.
We are clear with voters, and we always have been, that the property taxpayers of Anchorage are on the hook for the entire obligation.
Abbott says he hopes and expects the state will maintain its commitment to the debt reimbursement obligation, but he says there's no guarantee. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.